Hello friends, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly. Beginning Sunday, January the 8th at 6 p.m., we'll begin holding evangelistic services at Old Paths Tabernacle. These services are an outreach of the Joey Kelly broadcast. If you like old-fashioned singing and preaching, and a revival atmosphere, I'm sure you'll enjoy attending these services. To kick things off, I'll be doing an in-depth, verse-by-verse study of the book of Matthew. You know that I love teaching the types in the Old Testament, but I'm looking forward to studying the fulfillment of those types, which of course is the Lord Jesus Christ. Old Paths Tabernacle will be meeting in the Fellowship Hall of Old Metairie Protestant Church, 1301 Metairie Road, here in Metairie, at the corner of Metairie Road and Conifer Boulevard, which is right across from the Shell Station. Services are at 6 p.m. Sunday evenings only. I hope to see you there. Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. But if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4. And I'll read most of this passage. Verse 14, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah the prophet. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" And I'll stop there. Heavenly Father, once again, I beg you for your help. I don't think of myself any highly than I ought to think. Please help us today. We, sir, would see Jesus. And as the little card sometimes preachers will put on the back of their business card if they have some business outside of the church, they'll put a few, "Meet me and forget me, you've forgotten nothing. But if you meet Jesus and forget him, you've forgotten everything. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been studying about deliverance. And specifically, I've been in 2 Kings. And if you read the rest of this passage, it mentions in verse 27, "And many lepers were in Israel at the time of Eliseus," or Elisha, "the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian." Last week we began to talk about Naaman, and next week we'll finish up that chapter. So I'm still in 2 Kings, but I wanted to take this little detour. I'm concerned, I'm greatly concerned, that most of the church has wandered away. We've left the true gospel. We preach parts of it. We give lip service to parts of it. But today we have other methods, other messages. We have psychology. We turn to psychology in so many different ways in America and also in the church. We have different methods of evangelism that the Bible speaks nothing of. We have, I don't remember the term, but we have an amalgamation even, that we take the Bible and we meld it with the Quran and preach Jesus and Muhammad, I guess. I don't understand it. They call it Chrislam. I don't understand it. There's in Norway, I think it's Norway, if I've gotten the state wrong, I apologize, the country wrong. But there are pastors. There was one that I read an article 2 or 3 weeks ago that there is a pastor, and he's probably not the only one, that they don't want to have anything to do with God in church. The pastor's an atheist, claims to be an atheist, and says you don't need God. Everything you need is down here. Let's enjoy down here. Well, some won't go to that extreme, but some will certainly use other methods. They'll believe other messages. If I began to call the names of the messages or the people, you would say, well, I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't want to name call today. Did it last week a little bit. We'll do it next week. But we've left something along the way. We've forgotten something. We've left our first love, as Jesus told the specific church in Revelation. If you read the Gospels, pick a Gospel, doesn't matter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you see the power of God. You see Jesus healing the sick. I've said behind this pulpit, I'm glad for doctors and medical technology and what have you. They can do things that seem certainly miraculous. I'm very grateful for doctors. Luke, the guy that wrote this particular gospel, he was a physician. God is not against physicians. I've told the story when I was down in Haiti one time. My second trip down there, actually, I got so sick I seriously thought I was going to die. And for 2 or 3 days, I guess 2 days straight, I suffered. My stomach was extended. It looked like one of the babies you see on TV, on some of those programs. I had eaten something that was eating me back. I had some kind of bacteria or something. And for 2 days, I suffered, and then somebody found one little tablet of ciprofloxacin. And that brought me back down to earth. I was laying on my bed for 2 days, awake, couldn't sleep. I was laying on my stomach, Because if you have a stomach ache or something, you lay in your stomach and it eases the pain a little bit. And I would lay for hours until the rib cage would begin to ache. Then I'd have to flip over on my back for about an hour, or as long as I could stand it, to let my rib cage feel better. But as I couldn't stay there long, I had to get back on my stomach to make the pain go away. Didn't eat. Couldn't do the Montezuma thing. Thought, if I don't get help, I'm going to die right here in this hotel. It was actually the same trip, I think, that we visited a man that had the same thing I had. Or the next trip, I forget exactly, I get them confused, I've gone 5 or 6 times. But he had the same thing essentially that I had. And it must have been the trip after, but because I knew what to give him that was cheap. We had him send for, or actually I think we picked it up and brought it to him. Tetracycline is one of the drugs that will handle 90% of everything you get. And in the space of about 3 hours, he went from, he couldn't even sit down, to he was doing yard work. So God took care of him. So I believe in medical healing. But I myself have been healed by the Lord. I myself have laid my pitiful hand on people and they've recovered. I'm grateful for both. You get in a car wreck or have a heart attack, go to the emergency room. But call your pastor on the way and have him meet you there and have him pray that God will heal you. But Jesus healed the sick. One of the chapters, one of the verses I quote is Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. And when evening was come, they brought unto him all the people that were around in that town. They came at evening after the Sabbath, I guess, or something. And he healed everyone. That it would be fulfilled by Isaiah the prophet, that he himself bore our sicknesses. Let me say that again, that Jesus Christ bore our sicknesses in his body. When he hung upon the cross, all sin was on him. And he satisfied the judgment of God, that the innocent Lamb, Jesus Christ, suffered. And we, sinful humans, we get to go free. I'm grateful for that. But the scripture plainly says that he bore our infirmities and our sicknesses. The consequence of sin, if you will. Sin and its consequences. There's a few things here I suppose we could look at. That he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. We should depend upon the Spirit of God when we minister, when we witness, when we pray, when we exhort, when we do anything in the name of the Lord. We should depend upon the Lord to help us. And we should depend upon his power to help us. I don't care if you're a Methodist, a Pentecostal, a Baptist. I don't care what you are. You should depend upon the Lord when you try to minister for him. And he plainly gives his Spirit, he says. If we ask, he will anoint us. The word anoint, what does that mean? It means to be smeared on. We should be smeared on with the power of God, with the Spirit of God. But it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went a fame about him throughout all the region. But it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. It's a mistake to forget Jesus and focus on the Spirit. Too many of our churches do that. They forget the Lord. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says that we shall be witnesses unto him after that the Spirit of God has come upon us. And we should be witnesses and martyrs into all the world. It's not about the Spirit. It's about Jesus. Amen. The Spirit only helps us to magnify and glorify and serve Jesus. Amen. And live for Jesus, etc. Jesus is the point. But it mentions a fame. A fame of Jesus. I don't care if they know that Pentecostal Church of God exists. I don't care. Yeah, we'd like to build our churches. We need to build this church up. We'd like to have a few more churches in the district. I understand all of that. But the point isn't the denomination. The point is souls. And the point is, we need to lift up Jesus. Amen. And if we do that, he said he'd draw all men unto himself. Not unto us. I have in my hand a very worn out Bible. It's a red letter Bible. When it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, it's in red. I remember a preacher not that far from here, 15 miles from here, I think, once said that he had a red letter Bible and he wanted a red letter church. Not a black letter, or not humanistic, or what the deacons say, or what the denomination wants, or what tradition says. They don't care about a black letter Bible. We want a red letter Bible and a red letter church. We want Jesus to be seen. We want Jesus to be heard. We want him to be glorified, and we don't care about our flimsy little denomination. God doesn't need us. Thank God he uses us. Praise God on occasion he uses us, but we are completely unimportant in God's eyes. Don't misunderstand, I'm happy to be with this group. But the point isn't us, it's Jesus. And you could substitute Pentecost for Baptist or Methodist or community or whatever. Doesn't matter. It's not about any one of those denominations. It's about Jesus Christ.
Jesus, his presence can be found. He's as close as the mention of his name. There is never any distance between my Lord and me. He's as close as the mention of his name. In my very hour of struggle, so as close as just to breathe the name of Jesus can turn everything around. He's as close as the mention. He's as close as the mention. He's as close as the mention of his
Hello friends, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly. Beginning Sunday, January the 8th at 6 p.m., we'll begin holding evangelistic services at Old Paths Tabernacle. These services are an outreach of the Joey Kelly broadcast. If you like old-fashioned singing and preaching and a revival atmosphere, I'm sure you'll enjoy attending these services. To kick things off, I'll be doing an in-depth, verse-by-verse study of the book of Matthew. You know that I love teaching the types in the Old Testament, but I'm looking forward to studying the fulfillment of those types, which of course is the Lord Jesus Christ. Old Paths Tabernacle will be meeting in the Fellowship Hall of Old Metairie Protestant Church, 1301 Metairie Road, here in Metairie, at the corner of Metairie Road and Conifer Boulevard, which is right across from the Shell Station. Services are at 6 p.m. Sunday evenings only. I hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.